precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name. Precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy when his loving arms receive us and his songs our tongues employ. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy when his loving arms receive us. Together in your name tonight, come to worship you. And we do, Lord, lift our hearts to you in praise and adoration. We thank you for your great goodness to us. We give thanks for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that we've had. And we just want to pray that you'll bless the whole camp this evening. Bless the boys' camp, we pray. Touch their hearts tonight at the close of this day, as no doubt they will have an opportunity to look to you and spend some time in your word and just looking and and paying attention to you, Lord. We pray that you will meet them, that you will touch their hearts. Bless our cottagers, Lord, as they turn in for tonight. We just pray that you will grip their hearts with your love. We pray that you will work in them what you have for them tonight, Lord. Do something for eternity in our campers, even this evening, Lord. We thank you for bringing them to us, and we just pray that you will accomplish your desire in their lives, Lord. And thank you for this blessed opportunity. Bless those who are working with them, and fill their hearts with faith and love, we pray. Thank you. We open to you, Lord. We know this all comes from you, and so we want to receive out of your fullness, grace upon grace, with thankful hearts. Hallelujah. We commit these moments here at Watch Rock this evening. We commit them to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sure you know that it's Wednesday evening, and on Wednesday evening for the past several years, whenever I've had a full week here, as I do this week, we've tried to do something a little bit different. You know, it's right in the middle of the week. And so tonight, it turns out this way, that I asked my sister, who's here, want to take advantage of her presence with us, to speak to us about one of the hymn writers whose hymns have been a blessing to the church. Oh, for many years. He was writing in the 19th century, and now we're in the 21st, so for well over 100 years, 150 years, I guess. I don't know when he was writing exactly, maybe not quite 150, but his work has been a blessing. Some of the songs we're familiar with, we're going to sing quite a few of them tonight, and then she's going to tell us something about this minister in the church in Scotland, Horatius Bonar. I remember when we were in Edinburgh a few years ago, our family had the great privilege to go there with my sister, twin sister Grace, and we saw this man's grave alongside the church, and we stopped and thought of the hymns that had been a blessing to us that came from the experience, from the heart of this man of God. And I always wanted to know something more about him. I think last time I was here, I spoke about a book that I had come across by him, Words to Winners of Souls. And I spoke about how searching, especially one chapter was about how we treat one another and how we feel in our hearts toward our brothers and sisters in Christ. Very searching. And how important that is to our witness before a watching world. And anyway, just bringing that out because I mentioned it probably last week or sometime, maybe in July when I was here. Before Edith comes, I'd like to sing the song we sang at the close of prayer meeting Monday night. Remember I had you sing, "For his love floweth on, free and full as a river, and his mercy endureth forever and ever." That was by this man, and we have the verses here, and I need a couple volunteers to help spread these song sheets, please. And we'll have Brother Paul play it for us while it's being distributed, in case there's someone who's not familiar with it. Now, for the most part, I like to stand when we sing, as you've noticed. If we're doing it too much for you, just stay in your seat. It's fine, okay? Whatever pleases you. But let's stand, those who'd like to, as we sing this song. Yeah, could you give out this one? You three guys while we sing. Okay, split that in three. I'll need one. Thank you. You're getting more. No.
Praise, praise ye the name of Jehovah our God. Declare, declare.
This one that has two songs on it, and sing, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. I think we're familiar, many of us are familiar with these precious words of testimony. This song starts in the minor key and switches to major halfway through. It's kind of like that. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him Okay, how about the one that doesn't have any music? To the right of Glory Be to God, there are some stanzas. I was a wandering sheep. Brother Paul's going to make us familiar with the melody. It's very simple. Another song of testimony. I trust it's yours. It really flies in the face of what everybody around you believes. That word control is such a dirty word today. And I love to sing it loud. I love to be controlled. I'm not sure if that's fully true yet, but we're on the way. Okay. Let's sing it again. No more, that's true freedom. Wandering sheep.